Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Turn it up. Let's get it going. Let's get it going. Nuggets get a win. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Winner's Lounge.
Let's go.
Hey. Presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. They sponsor the Winner's Lounge, baby.
I know. They would have pulled their sponsorship. They almost did.
They almost did. Jokic back. Nuggets back in the win column. A little one-game bump. That was all that was. That last one is the Nuggets survive a late-game collapse. But it was kind of fun.
It was kind of fun.
It was kind of fun. There was some stuff that happened. Jokic got triple-double.
Drama with the fellas.
We get a Jokic game winner, right?
We got a Munder. We got a game winner. We got all kinds of great stuff, man.
Hey.
Look at the squad I got with me tonight. I got Brendan Vogt.
That was a fun one, man. That was a fun one. It's always easy to take a good result after a bad process when it's offense. Because you know what? Gun to my head, I think this team will probably score going down the line.
Man, this is a bad shooting night. But you know what? They haven't been on the road like this for a while, so yeah. I'll forgive them. Over here, wearing a flannel.
Oh, wow.
It's D-line.
Oh, me? Yeah, that's right.
Won't catch me in a flannel on this show. That's for sure.
Man, did that smart. Holy smokes. Just go to Harrison. I got it.
All right. And then I got Harrison Wynn back
man,
in the lounge.
Man, life is so much better when you're watching Nikola Jokic play.
Life is so good.
I feel like my buzzword held true. Jokic.
Yeah. Again, he is the answer to every question.
He really is, man. He comes back and drops a triple-double, his fourth straight triple-double. This one of the 25, 11, and 10 variety. Some good and bad stuff here. Like, there were moments in this game where I thought the Nuggets looked like, oh, my God, they're unbelievable. I had hot takes about the bench. And
we were like, do we need to watch this team? Let's throw it into autopilot.
And then you watch the second half and you go like, oh, my God, we suck. The worst team ever. What's going on over here? Let's do a quick, fast breakdown really class. Nuggets had a great rhythm early on. I really do feel like the ball was popping. Offense, defense, a little bit of everything. They didn't pull away that much, but I just felt like it was good process. Two fouls on Aaron Gordon, two fouls on Valanciunas. I thought they were calling the game a little too tight both ways. Like, Valanciunas, you want to throw, this is a big guy. Aaron Gordon, Jokic, they're going to bang, you know? Refs, it was such a soft call early on. I was like, come on, man, it's going to be unwatchable.
It got tight early.
Jokic took three threes in the first quarter. He made one of them. A little bit crazy. We're like, what's he doing out here?
He's feeling himself.
And then Michael Malone, fresh back from quarantine, he comes out and he goes, you know what? I'm going to do something crazy. You know how I love playing tiny lineups?
Yeah.
What if I just threw out a Zeke, Vlatko, Jokic front court trio? Just enormous. Play Vlatko at small forward.
Wow.
He goes there, Nuggets up 28-24. Very switchable second unit, and I thought this was the story of the game. If you talked about where was the game won, in that second quarter, you go with Jamal Murray, you go with Christian Brown, who got a lot of shine tonight, a lot of run, and then you go with Zeke, Vlatko, Jeff Green front court, and that's a really big lineup, really switchable. I thought Jamal Murray captained that lineup incredibly well. I thought that group played great defense top to bottom. And it was a recipe for the Nuggets pulling out to an enormous lead. When by the time Jokic came back in, Starters were in a great lead, and they pushed it all the way up to 18. It was 16 at the half, 63-47. Jokic hit a three to start the second half, and I'm like, oh my God, this is over. This is a laugher. Was not to be. Malone did not challenge what I thought was a clear not bad call on Jokic. Do you remember the one where he like blocked the ball coming through, and they didn't challenge it, and it was Jokic's, I think it was only a second foul.
It was
foul.
A second, yeah.
Only a second foul. But I don't know. It was one of those ones where I'm like...
I think that should be the... It's not about which number foul it is. It's, are we going to win this?
Are we going to win it?
Take this foul off of him. And I think... Yeah,
they would have won it. So, but you know who kept fouling was Valanciunas. He picked up his fourth with 5.5 minutes left in the quarter. Pels rallied, though, between... They put in what was their worst lineup. I'm following all my Pels friends, you know, all my Pels follows. And they're like, oh my God, Garrett, Temple, Willie... Jose, like this lineup
they
sucked.
Killed
like,
them.
And then they just went on an enormous run. Like they absolutely, Jose Alvarado really put the Jets on. And
Tiny King, Denver I hate to say it.
In fact, Christian Brown had a bucket to end the quarter. Do you remember this? Offensive rebound putback.
Yes. Do I remember this? Do you know who you're talking to?
Jason was in his back tonight watching Christian Brown. Oh my God, there's nobody that's as excited with these little movements. But he hit a shot that turned out to be this was a one-point game. It was a two-point shot, and it was just a hustle play. Offensive rebound, go back up. And the Nuggets were up 83-74, 9 points. But the difference between psychologically for me personally between 9 and 7 was huge. Pushing it back up to 9, you're like, all right. Fourth quarter, Jose was killing the bench. Michael Malone calls a timeout, puts the starters in. Jose starts killing the starters. Jose Alvarado. Certified Nugget killer.
God damn it.
Yeah, he's certified after this one.
He might be first definitely. Team right now.
I think he's first team. Certified first Nuggets team. Killer,
every
man.
Every Nuggets killer we acquire, another one is born.
It's so true.
They're like cockroaches.
Bruce hit a big three out of a timeout. Nuggets were only up 3, and it was one of those where you just needed something to go in, and he hit a big one. And then Denver, like for a brief period in time, caught an offensive wave and like scored a bunch. But when he got to clutch time, because Jokic was slinging perfect passes. He had like in the fourth quarter, he had like 4 straight passes where you're like, that was a masterpiece. Oh, right. There's another masterpiece.
One to AG in the corner.
Oh, oh my God. The one step, the timing on it was unbelievable. But then the Nuggets went cold inexplicably. They got shots that they love. Wide open KCP in the corner. Murray in the mid-range. They got
Bruce
shots.
Brown, yep.
Bruce Brown wide open. They the got the shots goose. They wanted and couldn't make any of them. And the Pels closed the game on a 10-0 run. A 10-0 run. But what always happens in the clutch, fellas? Just find the Murray two-man game. Find Jokic on the short roll. If nobody has anything, just get it to him. And he shoots the little 7-footer. It goes in. On the other way, Denver gets a great defensive sequence to force the ball out of bounds with 3 seconds left. They drop a play and a timeout and come out of it. And I thought it was a great double effort by Aaron Gordon and Bruce Brown to both contest. So you get the first guy contesting in the corner, the closeout. But then you get the second guy. Like if CJ gets the pump fake, hold it, and then shoot, he probably makes it.
The fadeaway.
Bruce had a great break on the second one, saw the play develop, gave a good contest on the second one, and it turned into an air ball. Nuggets win the game. All right, Wynn, start us up. What's your big takeaway?
Man, my big takeaway is the defense. The Nuggets played great defense on everybody tonight except for Jose Alvarado. Honestly, man.
It's true.
To hold any team in the NBA under 100 points at home.
Munder.
That's an awesome feat, man. And like we talked about this on the pregame show. The Nuggets have been awful defensively away from Ball Arena. They've been great at home, awful on the road. The defense traveled tonight, really from the first quarter on.
Yep.
I mean, New Orleans had 24 in the first quarter, 23 in the second. And then Alvarado got cooking a little bit. The bench defense was great. I know we'll talk about that a lot. That switchable big second unit lineup around Jamal Murray, KCP, Bruce Brown had some just unbelievable defensive moments. I mean, the Nuggets, all in all, you'll look back at this game and you'll be able to say, like,
no,
this was a really good defensive game from Denver tonight.
107.7 defensive rating, which is really good. I mean, in the NBA right now, it's that's in the 69th percentile.
Yeah. I mean, I know the Pelicans are out, guys. I know they're shorthanded. It doesn't matter. If you hold an NBA team to under 100 points when you're playing on the road, like, that's huge, man. That's massive.
What is my takeaway. What's more impressive to you, holding a team under 100 or calling it in the pregame show?
Probably the first one. Man, I say it's the actually doing it.
Playing defense at the
end.
It's a good question, though.
Yeah, it is a great question. It is a great feat to hold a team under 100. Congratulations to both teams for accomplishing a great feat this night.
Yeah.
The double Munder, what does it mean? It means that the Nuggets got a dub. They move forward. My big takeaway is that Nikola Jokic is inevitable. It doesn't matter. Like, he came out cooking. This kind of went how I envisioned, except for I didn't foresee Jose Alvarado. As a certified Nugget killer,
I kind of saw it
probably
happening. Maybe
had that in the back of my mind at least a little bit. But like, without that like insane burst from him, the Nuggets just absolutely crushed this team. Like, for the first like three quarters, I was like, what are we doing? Like, what is this? Like, is this our new reality? We're like bored with the Nuggets just pounding teams into oblivion, and we just go about our business.
What are you talking about, Jay? Yeah, it was. Look at the stats, bro.
What did he say?
This is not a good defensive night. Yeah,
90.
Sorry, continue with your point.
Yeah, don't let Jay get to you. He's always
dude, just don't listen to Jay. That's the number one rule of monitoring the chat. No, but like, and then he comes out strong. He gets the Nuggets going to where they need to go. He comes out aggressive. They win the first quarter. Eric is right on two out of three of his
bada
buts.
Bada bing, bada boom.
He misses the third one by half a point. Again?
This one,
right. D-line is D-line. He's a betting genius, some people say.
Did you go 3-for-3?
No, because Jokic left me. I missed by one half point. Anyway, but then when times are tough, when the night is darkest, when things seem lost, Jokic hits the game-winning floater, gets a block. I mean, he just through Jokic, all things are possible.
You know, what's funny is I thought that Jokic in this game was like, I would give him an A- or something. You know, like, he was really good.
I'm gonna give him a B+, to be totally honest.
I mean, he's so freaking good that a 25-point triple double after coming off of two games of absence and, you know, this hamstring injury on 11 of 15 shooting. I just still felt like there was a little bit on the table, you know, left a little bit on the table that the offense, as much as we're talking about the defense tonight and how it traveled, the offense was very bad. They were basically the same. But yeah, nonetheless, it still is. When you get down to it, Denver missed shots that Jokic generated great looks off of. And then when it came down to it, it was like, well, fine, I'll just do it. I'll be the one to put it in. And to your point, all right, what's your big takeaway?
It's piggybacking off all of what you guys just said. I think Denver actually, for the most part, followed the blueprint tonight.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of those missed shots in the fourth that I saw someone in the chat say they were forcing threes. Disagree. I thought they were generating open corner looks, the type of looks they've hit all season, and they didn't fall tonight. That'll happen. To me, anytime Denver wins with defense, that's good. And if you're looking at this game, you might go, man, the offense in the fourth quarter was brutal. The clutch time offense was not what we expect. Okay, well, what do you think is going to happen going forward? This is a historically great offense. So that's the thing that I expect to come around. So to me, forget the missed shots. That's a win with defense. You take it, and you expect the points to be there next time out.
Yeah, the Pels are really long, man, because I know the part of the offense tonight was guys didn't make shots, and I think you can say this a little bit about New Orleans, although New Orleans is missing some guys. Like, this is part of it. They did get into the paint tonight. I mean, they lived in the paint. If you do want to, you know, talk about Denver's porous defense, it was that they were allowing them into the paint. But guess what? There's a reason teams have gone away from, like, not being outside so much. Like, it's actually really hard to have a good offensive rating when you're almost exclusively inside. But, you know, Denver, I thought, had got good contributions defensively from a lot of guys tonight. The one guy that I thought wasn't great defensively was Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
I actually think he was the guy that had a lot of these breakdowns defensively.
He kind of seems like he needs, like, a little night off or something.
He needs the All-Star break.
He needs the All-Star
and break. Did not be in the dunk contest.
Yeah, well, maybe not the worst thing in the world.
It is hilarious to me that, like, the consolation prize for not making the All-Star break is you get to go on vacation.
Right. That's supposed to be like when you win something, you get to go on vacation. Yeah,
I know.
If we were all doing this right now and it was like, hey, man, if you know, Aaron Gordon goes, one of you has to go to Salt Lake and work.
Yeah.
But the rest of us are going to Mexico. Totally. Like, I'm sorry, Eric, he got in. You're going to Utah.
Dude, you know for a fact.
I'm going to Utah.
You know for a fact the first time you got into that game, he just went, I have to go.
He ended up having. I think Yoga actually now has a good time with it or what have you. Let's go back to Murray, though. Let's circle back to him. 25, 11, and 10. The funniest part about Jokic's season right now, 11 of 15. So he misses four shots. Two of those are threes. His efficiency is like
stupid.
Honestly, man, what is going on, Harrison? How does he, like, what is it about him this year that 11 of 15 is not even an outlier?
He's just mastered the game of basketball. It's simple. It's that simple. Every shot he takes is a great shot because he's just figured out how to get a great shot every single time against every NBA defense. I mean, it's just as simple as that. I think he still only shot under 50% from the field in one game this year, right?
Yeah.
Just one game. And yeah, 11 of 15. How many nights do we sit here and we look at his box score and, you know, three quarters of his misses are from three? He misses one or two 2-point shots every game.
At most.
Nikola Jokic has gotten so good at basketball and has mastered the game of basketball to such an extent, he just doesn't really miss shots anymore.
Right.
Like, it's crazy to think about
His floater, when he misses, I gasp. You know,
I know.
Like my heart skips a beat. It's the most efficient shot outside of a dunk that I've ever seen.
Yeah. No, inside of a dunk.
Yeah, it might be.
But here's the thing, though. He took four tonight, and it was a little shocking, but it's not because the Pels are so long. And this is the thing. The Celtics, the Pels, the Clippers, who else is that? The Orlando. Orlando weirdly gives teams like Denver a hard time. But I do think that it is the trend of all these guys being so long. And I never thought of New Orleans as a tough matchup for Denver. I still think that Denver is going can handle them in a playoff series. We'll see. They haven't even played with Ingram yet, so who knows? But I do think there's something too defensively. They do make things hard on Denver.
Sure.
I think Denver's going to have to win that series by, I think, being a good matchup defensively against them.
Yeah, and I think you even saw that a little bit down the stretch in clutch time. I think, you know, Jamal Murray had a couple turnovers. There were a couple instances where, you know, they couldn't get into that two-man game and just have that same rhythm like they usually do because New Orleans defended it pretty well. Like, they put a couple bodies up at the ball that are long and can, you know, get in passing lanes that other guys can't. So, no, you definitely felt their length tonight. Absolutely.
And I think that if Ed AG been a little bit more dialed in, he was the one guy. I do think Denver could have broken this open. I mean, they were up 18 points. It was the biggest lead, 18 points. Like, they did at one point have a good cushion and kind of lost it a little bit. I do want to talk about Jamal Murray in segment two a little bit because, to me, one of the storylines, if you ask me my big takeaway tonight, I don't know if this would be my big one, but one of them would be that second unit with Bones out, but Murray leading it the way that he led it in that second quarter, to me, goes, okay, that's interesting because you have a lot of great switchy defense with length yourself. And then if Murray can play the way he did over those stretches, problem solved to me. And I want to talk about that on the other side.
Breckenridge Brewery is the official beer of DNVR. If you don't know where to get Breck Brew, check out the Breck Brew beer locator, breckbrew.com. That will tell you where to get Breckenridge Brewery closest to you. And also, it's Nugget season. We are drinking the Golden Ale, but delicious. It's also Avalanche season. The Avs are playing right now. Last time I checked, they're up 2-0. What are they up now?
The Avs have hit official Jamal Murray status.
Okay, good.
I believe they're back.
Great news. They're up, probably on the way to a win. But check out the Avalanche Amber Ale from Breckenridge Brewery if you're watching an Avs game and any Denver sports. It's a great beer for any occasion. Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. Check out the Avalanche. If you don't know where to get it, check out the Breck Brew beer locator at breckbrew.com. Also, at DraftKings Sportsbook, take your shot at turning buckets into big cash. With DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, they are my go-to for hoops action. Bet on the Nuggets tonight. You bet on Jokic tonight. We won a lot of money. Guys, tune into the pregame show if you don't. If you're only watching the postgame show, you're doing it wrong. You know, tune into the pregame show.
Do it right.
We have a whole segment where we just win money every single night.
Oh, my God. Beautiful. It's unbelievable.
It's beautiful.
Eric. Thank you, man.
Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly, win or lose at DraftKings Sportsbook. If you're looking for an even bigger payout, take a shot at our Friday favorites. Opt in on the app. Place a select two-leg pregame moneyline parlay. You'll get a 50% profit boost. Download the app now and sign up with code DNVR. New customers bet $5 on the NBA. Get $200 in free bets instantly. That's code DNVR. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
All right, back here, segment two, DNVR Nuggets podcast. So, Vo, I want to ask you about Murray tonight, because I think Murray, like, had the bad roll entry pass that turned into a turnover that, like, drove me nuts, and he missed some things in the second half. But I think it almost undersells how great he was in that second quarter and in that first half. I think he had 19 points at the half.
Yeah.
And more than anything, we talk about teams that have two stars always have one on the court at all time, right? The Nuggets are slowly getting to that part right now with sure. Murray back, where, like, when Jokic goes out of the game, I don't feel as bad because I'm getting more and more confidence that Murray is going to step up and, like, captain that group.
And certainly of note that it happened without Bones, you know, not trying to stir anything up, but that's just the reality, is that grouping has had its ups and downs. Tonight in the second quarter, it looked a lot better. I mean, the thing is, it just has to be Murray taking charge, right? Like, you live and die by that sword, and he's so adept at some of the tough shot making, and I respect that he doesn't want to force it too much, but with that group, it's like, hey, man, you know, four big defenders around you ready to just run the floor and do their job, and then you just go make it happen, you know? Just go pull it out of the hat, and that's been the challenge for him, and I thought he did that tonight, at least in the second quarter. That was really encouraging. I think there's been some silver lining in him playing without Jokic, and that he saw a lot he saw a lot of different coverages too.
Yeah.
So there was, like, it wasn't just, oh, I got to be the top option. It's, I got to be the top option when the defense is trying to stop me.
Right.
And I think maybe that benefited him with the bench tonight. Interesting thing to keep an eye on going forward. I thought his clutch play was a little shaky tonight. Give him a pass because, look, man, he's been so solid in that regard for so long. So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Nuggets scored in the second half 36 points, and they scored 35 in the second quarter, which is crazy.
Wait.
They scored 16 points and 20 points in the third and fourth quarters,
yeah, that's bad.
Respectively, yes. And they scored 35 in the second quarter. I don't really know what I attribute that to. They just started missing. I don't feel like they were doing the wrong things or playing sloppily or just dudes started just missing everything. It was pretty frustrating. But to that end, like, what Murray showed us, what Jokic showed us, when all of them, they came fired out of a cannon, and Murray especially, like, when he's with his running mate, Nikola Jokic, I mean, it's like, those guys just, the peanut butter and jelly, man. Like, it really is like a comforting feeling to have those two guys in the court. Like, you know, somebody's going to be doing, or at least, like, looking for the right play all the time. And I do like, I mean, Murray has been staggering with the bench for a good, like, 2-3 weeks now. And it's, like, making more and more sense, like, for him to just be, I guess, the primary ball handler. I mean, I don't know. Now that we are in official trade season all the time, you start to, like, look at these things a little bit more critically, like, what is expendable, like, what is around the margins to work on.
What are you thinking?
I mean, I don't think I stand pat, like, with what I think. I really don't think they should change anything. To me, the Nuggets are constructed in such a way that are not only on the basketball side of things, like, that they have the right tool for every job that comes up. It's just, I like the idea of, like, keeping, like, a work group together, like a group of guys that are, like, kind of doing things in the right way and things are going in their direction. I just don't like bringing in an element of unknown into that. Like, I don't feel like they're in a place where they have to do anything. It's sort of like they have a luxury to tinker if they so choose. And maybe I'm conservative in this way. Like, I would just leave well enough alone, frankly.
But it is interesting nonetheless, Harrison, you know, the second unit, and it played poorly in the second stint. So sure. They get two stints. The non-Jokic minutes in the second stint were not good, and they got murdered. But, you know, what do you think about what you saw tonight with the combinations that they used in Bones' absence?
I mean, defensively, it was great because you just had Murray with Christian Brown at the two. He was a big two guard.
Brown really played well tonight. We'll get to him in a sec.
Quite awesome.
Did you notice, Harrison?
You had Vlot go out there. You had Jeff, you know, who's got good size. You had Zeke, who in the first half played incredible. I don't want to talk about the second half with him, but he was great in the first half. And, you know, when you just have Murray as, like, maybe the second worst defender in that group, that's a really good spot to be at. And you have so much size, and you can switch, and everybody's flying around out there. So defensively, it was great. And offensively, like, now Jamal is at the point where he can, you know, take control of the entire second unit for a full game. He wasn't there earlier in the season coming off the ACL. He needed to ramp up to this, but, you know, now, like, now he can take on that responsibility for full games. So, I mean, offensively, when that group can get out and run and get stops, it seemed like the perfect mesh of guys tonight. It really did.
I do have a lot of faith in Christian Brown, and it's funny because it's tough to know, you know, whose minutes does he take? Denver has a good guard rotation, and I think this gets tough. What you saw tonight was what it looks like when Murray is locked in with a second unit, where it's like, do you need more offense? I don't know. He provides auxiliary offense. Jeff Green's out there. Zeke can hit some shots. Vlacco can hit some shots. That you just have, but it's a great defensive lineup. So it's kind of something that's kind of interesting to think about, and at least gives us a data point.
We did see it dry up, though. You know,
and it did dry up.
It's got to be. Yeah. It's got to be for more than
like,
a quarter.
In my way of thinking, it's like, cool, this is like you have a more of a lockdown lineup to deploy if you need, but then you also want a offensively talented lineup should the situation call for it. Like, you want like different kinds of players around so you can call upon them in different situations. And also, let's not forget, like, this is the ultimate game of attrition. Like, you just have to get through this season. You don't want to get rid of guys that have proven to be useful, you know, but and then all of a sudden you find yourself in a position where you're like, oh God, we have to start Faku in a...
This is why, though, I think that some of the, like, early on in the season when DeAndre was playing a bunch of minutes, I did think there was, and Davon Reed, too, there was like a, hey, this is an opportunity to play the other guys. But when everybody's been healthy lately, you kind of sit and go, we know guys are going to get hurt. We know guys are going to miss games. We know guys are going to rest, and that's when we're getting an opportunity. And I just think that for Christian Brown is going to come over the next several weeks. I mean, Denver's hitting a stretch of their season right now before the All-Star break where you kind of limp to the finish line. And I just think a lot of guys will get minutes. Chief among them, though, is Christian Brown, who got 20 tonight, goes for 7 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 of 5 shooting. I guess I'll throw it to you, Wynn, since this is you're claiming the majority of Browntown.
I've staked my land in Browntown.
I know, dude. He's building hotels.
Oh my gosh.
I hate our show.
He has Park Place.
Christian Brown did have this play tonight where he contested a three in the corner and then beat everybody down the court, and Jokic found him for a layup and one.
That might be his signature play, by the way.
Yeah, somebody hit me on Twitter that we need a name for that play. So get to work on that. Where he contests a three and then beats everybody down the floor.
The Brown Down.
The Lockdown to Brown Town?
The Lock Brown.
Yeah, we can think about that.
Lockdown to Brown Town.
Yeah. There it is, the old Lockdown to Brown Town.
Is Jamal back?
Do we know, Kel? Can we check?
Don't you dare.
Don't you goddamn dare.
But in all seriousness, man, like, I'm telling you, Christian Brown, his floor is just so high to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he plugs in place 20 minutes tonight.
Can't fail.
Well, he had that play. He had just some great one-on-one defensive possessions. He had a couple awesome contested rebounds tonight. The three-point shot is really the only thing that's preventing him from being, like, maybe the Nuggets' sixth best player.
That's the one thing I'm so confident he's going to improve over time. Players in today's NBA come in. It doesn't matter if they're – as long as their shot doesn't look completely broken, like, you know, like a crazy Michael Kidd-Gilchrist type, then I'm just like, you know what they're going to do this summer? Shoot a million shots.
Shot is one of the easiest things to do.
You know what they're
going to
do? They're going
to
move into a basketball court that doubles their bedroom.
Yeah. But also, a lot of the things Christian Brown did tonight, he's been doing the whole season when he gets minutes.
Yeah.
Like, this is just another classic Christian Brown game.
Yeah. Do you have any Christian Brown thoughts?
I mean, I kind of like where he is right now as a rookie in that it's like 9.5 guys, and then if someone's hurt or if someone's just out to lunch on the floor, or maybe a whole unit is, like, Christian's like a shot of life, you know what I mean?
Totally.
And there's so much utility to that. Is there more utility to be extracted by playing him more? Potentially. But I also kind of like him right where he is a little bit. I will say, like, this guy, maybe he doesn't get it this year, right, the consistent playing time, but as far as a foundation for a future, like, this guy's going to be in the rotation one day. You know, he's that good.
Yeah, one day is
Next year. I think it'll even be this year a little bit. But I do agree with you that he's just like a foundational piece, meaning he'll next year he's going to play more and more minutes, and he'll be a guy that's like, oh, he'll be Bruce Brown of next year, where you just count on him to do things that help you win. what are you laughing about?
I just that he's going to be Bruce Brown, but he's Christian Brown.
Bruce Brown, Braun.
Yeah, he's going to be that. They had 62 points in
this
the paint.
This show sucks. Why does anyone watch this thing?
They had 62 points in the paint tonight. Was there any point that you felt like maybe you should go big here? Go to DeAndre.
Bro, what?
You're right.
Somebody asked me this, by the way, on DM. Somebody reached out and was like,
was it DeAndre Jordan?
On the bench. He's just like,
should I be in?
I mean, there was a stretch in the second half where Zeke was getting absolutely fried. Now, he was very good in the first half, so it's you kind of saw both of it. And just 20 minutes ago, we were all tweeting about how much we loved the switchable big thing.
Right, right.
So, I don't know. It's kind of maybe easy to say in hindsight. But there was a moment in the second half where Zeke was like, those switches onto guards where he's normally so valuable. Again, Jose was just going right past.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like DeAndre Jordan would have done any better.
That's a good point.
I think, honestly, like I said in my big takeaway, this was a great defensive game masked by one player who just the Nuggets cannot guard. They can't guard him.
Does he do this to everybody, or does he just do it to the Suns and the Nuggets? Is he
a good player?
He's the greatest player on earth.
You know what it is? Is guys of his ilk are hot and cold, and when they're good, they do this.
Let's
just mention something here real quick. Jose Alvarado tonight. I guess he had 17 points. He was a minus -5. Well, it doesn't feel like it. Well, you know, it didn't feel like it.
It's because he didn't do anything in the first half.
And the Nuggets bench ran off. And he was really good. I'm not trying to say he wasn't good tonight. He was. He was 8 of 12, right, and he did change the game.
He had to be going to sicko mode to get to minus -5.
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly.
But like the Pelicans scored 97 points, and no one on their team scored more than 20. You know what I mean? Like sometimes there's just give and take, too. They did such a good job on CJ, and then Jose snuck through, but it was a good defensive night. I'm with Wind on this one for sure.
Yeah. Herb Jones, by the way, is such an interesting one, man. He plays 24 minutes tonight. I don't know if you guys have been following. I mean, he does get one block, three steals. So he does get all those things that he gets. But he's fallen. Like last year, he was the golden child. And this year, like Dyson Daniels gets more minutes than him. They're like higher on him. So it just kind of goes to show you, man, evaluating young players in particular is so hard.
Yeah.
It is so hard.
Going into the draft, we were like, everyone's like, could we get that Herb Jones type?
The Herb Jones of this year. Like, they might have got him.
Could it be?
Right? You know, they might have got him. Dyson Daniels. And they're like, man, now this guy's like Herb Jones, only better.
That's exactly what happens.
It's kind of crazy. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we're going to hit some super chats. And later in the show, a little around the association. Why not?
Some
good ones.
A little ATA with the fellas.
Why not?
Why not?
What a treat.
Tuesday night?
Illegal Pete's. We love Illegal Pete's. Oh, we got a location right down the street, right on Colfax. We're there all the time. You might catch us there if you wander in.
Like a rat.
I've been there twice this week, and it's only Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
I was there today and yesterday.
Adam will tell Kale you until he's blue in the face that the week starts on Sunday, so this is not as as you
frozen. But anyway, maybe you have a New Year's resolution where you're trying to eat healthier.
I do.
Is that you?
Trying to lose some weight, bro.
Okay.
It's not going well.
All right. Check out Illegal Pete's.
All right.
Illegal Pete's, they have endless options of fresh ingredients that can fit almost any diet or dietary restriction. Eat Pete's for health. Check out any of their 10 card locations for happy hour 3 to 6 p.m. every single day. No happy hours for you this month. That's okay. Try out a refreshing Hope Lark Citra at any Illegal Pete's location. That sounds amazing. It's everything you love about an ice cold beer, except it's dry, January friendly. Again, Illegal Pete's, all in on the health. Like, they want to help you have a healthier
life. The queso, man, is where it's at.
Yeah, probably not on
not
the
part of
New
a
Year's
healthy
resolution.
Menu per se, but part of the menu. Yeah.
But it is maybe the best thing there.
Queso is incredible.
Guys, Game Time is your one-stop shop for tickets to concerts, shows, sporting events, whatever you need. Game Time is the hottest new ticketing site that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. If you love us here at DNVR, you'll love Game Time. The best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in our description. the YouTube description, the Megaphone description, the on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to this. Check it out. Don't be messing around with all those other third-party sites. Use Game Time.
Don't be an idiot.
Concerts, shows, sporting events, whatever you need. Game Time's got you.
All righty. And we back. Real quick, Kale, who is the DraftKings Sportsbook's king of the game?
Let's look at that together.
Who was it tonight?
Guess it
let's
was
find out together.
I honestly feel like we could have given it to Jamal. We gave it to Jokic. 25,
my
11,
vote
and 10.
Was for Jokic.
I think my vote might have been for Jamal, man. They won the game in that stretch. Jokic was pretty awesome.
Because he hit the game-winning shot?
Jokic did hit a game winner, which brings me to...
A triple-double.
Well, he had a triple-double as well for the fourth time in a row. But it brings me to... This was, he's I believe, his third game winner.
Of the year?
We might be talking about Jay West.
Well, hold on. They had the game winner tonight. You had the one against Orlando, and then someone was telling me he had one against Indiana Pacers. Do we remember this?
Indiana Pacers.
Didn't he miss the Pacers?
Well, you look this one up. Apparently a Pacers Jokic game winner. I don't know. Just look it up. I don't remember it.
I mean, probably.
Somebody's telling me this. People in the chat can help remind. Three game winners of the season. Murray has a game winner as well, of course, against Portland. The Murray Jokic two-man game is itself just a permanent game winner. That's like a fixture there.
Yep.
I'm not saying, like, here's what's funny. The MVP conversation is so annoying. I'm out on it. I don't care. You care a lot. I do care.
I want that on record. I do care.
All right, you care. You care a little early.
We have to hold them accountable, Adam.
After the All-Star break, I'll care a little more. But I do wonder, like, nobody's talking about the Jerry West. When's it going to start coming up?
Yeah, it's not bubbling up yet. I can't.
Why?
I don't know, dude.
We need to start. Can we start the hype for
Jerry
West?
Can we start the conversation?
Can we start? Who's in the conversation right now?
Jokic.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, who, by the way, got Denver on a game winner.
He's got to be in the conversation.
You know who's been really good in the clutch this year? De'Aaron Fox.
Oh, he's in the conversation.
He's not really
in the conversation.
It's just the data.
Luca probably has got to be in the conversation.
He's falling off, though, man. He's falling off. They've been losing, too.
Like, I do remember one of his game winners, though.
Does nobody remember this one about the one against Indiana? Is this not a real thing?
I'm having
against
a hard time.
Against the Pacers?
Yeah, I don't remember.
All right. Well, maybe he only has two.
We're so blasé with what Jokic gives us. Blase.
Maybe he only has two. All right. You didn't find anything.
Nope. Did not.
All right. Why don't we go to some super chats? Why did I put him on research?
I was going to ask you the same question.
Why are you yelling at us for something?
I'll get to the bottom of this.
All right.
No one gets you out read, unscathed.
You read the super chats here.
Me?
Yeah.
I have a name.
You.
You have two choices.
Take it.
Eric or D-Line. Gordon, our non-Canadian Canadian homie.
Hey.
Whatever we won, I need a cigarette, maybe some therapy. I would cut out the therapy and go for just a second cigarette. You'll be fine.
A second cigarette. Better than therapy, according to Eric.
Listen, talk to a cigarette. Alejandro Botello says, had a great Twitter interaction with the boy Gordon. Not Canadian.
Yeah,
don't let him fool
you.
Hate that I predicted a horrible second half. My bad. Gang, think I jinxed us.
I love
still
how
a win.
Bad everyone isn't reading super chats.
I'm taking over after this one.
Time to play a similar brand of ball in Milwaukee. LFG. Oh, fine. You think it's so great when you read it? All right, I'm going to judge every syllable.
No,
of your
listen, man. I'm trying to help you out. You sound like you were struggling over there.
Well, it's hard to see.
5-5-5-5-5-ish. Let's go. Another close win down. Only 16 more close wins till 50 close wins in the close West. Joker card plus Blue Arrow plus Brown Town plus defense
equals win.
Maybe you should read
Joker did not have a game winner against the Pacers.
I was going to say,
but
man, I couldn't find
he
that
did score 24 points in 21 minutes.
That's cool.
Joker's a game winner. He won the game. It's right. Positively Westian.
Next super chat. Astray. Ugly win, but a good win regardless. All aboard the Browntown Express. Burp, burp. By the way, stupid idea to celebrate Eric and him constantly betraying the Nuggets fandom to other teams. Make the ATA logo with Eric revolving around it.
What the hell?
You know what? Great idea.
Devin Booker MVP shirt, dude. I haven't forgiven you.
What
for
are we
that.
Talking about here?
You did make that shirt. Benjamin Lohman, $5 over under at 50% missed free throws will cost the Nuggets a playoff game. Wait, what? Got to improve between now and then.
Over under 50% chance, I think you said.
Yeah. I mean, maybe a game, yeah.
It could. No, I mean, it definitely could. Yeah.
Nuggets were 10 of 13 tonight.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah. But they've been a bad free throw shooting team this year.
They have been all year, though.
Some nights Sometimes they're not good, but it doesn't feel like last game was like the loudest bad free throw game.
A lot of nights it just hasn't mattered.
It hasn't mattered. Exactly.
Oklahoma City game mattered.
Chase Ortiz chiming in to say, just call it a brown and back. Simple.
Oh my God, Chase.
Wow.
Chase.
Everybody's more creative than us.
Or like, you want to send some tweets, bro?
What about a Chase Brown?
I'm sticking with Chase. Sticking with Chase.
He paid for it.
What else do we got?
Brown. That's it.
Is that it?
That's it tonight. This was like not the vibiest of wins, I feel. One came in at the buzzer. Why not?
Is drunk philosophy okay?
A little too drunk.
I'm a little nervous about it.
I love the Nuggets, and I love hanging with y'all. We love hear that. DNVR. Shout out you.
So the Nuggets now do think we do appreciate that. We love hanging with y'all. The Nuggets.
Oh, we got another one.
Well, what do we got here?
S. Williams checking in.
Oh,
Yoke,
what up?
Game winner. Yoke, triple double. Yoke, MVP. Times three.
It is pretty great. The Nuggets now have to go to Milwaukee. And this is a tough one because it's nowhere near New Orleans. If I was to like name a city near New Orleans, you wouldn't be like Milwaukee.
I'm not good at geography, and I know that for sure. They're not close.
You're not good at geography?
I am good at geography.
I was gonna say, I
like to downplay my many talents.
Honestly, that's like even funny to think about. How do you dress for this trip? The Nuggets are on.
That's a great point. Katie Wingy did a travel vlog.
Did she talk about this very topic?
She talked about this very topic.
What did she say?
She didn't really give insight into it. She just mentioned it was difficult.
Okay, well, there you go.
Thank you for
but
that.
It is like, honestly, the Bucks are back, and this game really sucks, in my opinion, because the Nuggets are coming off of this one, whatever. I get it done, road win. I want the measuring stick games right now. I really do. Like, I want to see how does Denver look. They just got Middleton back. They got Giannis. You know, I kind of want to see. Tomorrow, though, looking at as banged up as AG is, knowing Jokic has the hammy, Bones with the finger, part of me looks at this and goes, like, what is tomorrow?
Jamal played 40 minutes tonight, too.
Jamal played 40 coming off an injury. Like, to me, I don't want to get everybody down.
By the way, that's the significance of not having Bones in the rotation for whatever reason.
Right, right.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
The attrition.
I look at tomorrow night's game and I go, it's weird to say, but there feels like a more to lose than to gain tomorrow. Because it's an interconference game that doesn't seem to really matter.
Yeah.
Are you agitating?
This was the more important one for sure. It would be great to have a measuring stick game against Giannis and the Bucks. Absolutely. But
this is rough.
As they say in the business, scheduled loss.
That's
what this Milwaukee game is.
This is absolutely a scheduled loss. Yeah.
Would you play Jokic in that game if you're punting?
Well, this is the thing is, that being said, if Jokic, you know, he just had a rest. He looked good tonight. He looked spry. If you are good to go, you do get 2 days off after this one.
Yeah, for a big time game.
Yeah,
rivalry week.
I would absolutely play Jokic. Unless he doesn't want to. Like, that's the Iron Man of the NBA, man. Like, you just play Jokic. Like, he likes playing basketball. He's not like us where we're all bored by basketball. Nobody likes basketball. Jokic is the only one.
Unless it's October, he likes it. Yeah.
But I like play your players, man. Like, if it gets bad, pull them.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you looking forward to tomorrow night's game?
A 0.
Really?
I hate back-to-backs. I think that they are stealing money from the fans. I think that they're an absolute disgrace.
Yeah.
My only pushback on that is over the years in the Jokic era, I've really enjoyed the Bucks matchup.
I know they've never played the back-to-back against Milwaukee a lot. It's usually Chicago, but
like won those games. And I know those both teams have changed a lot over the years, but the cores are essentially the same. I've never felt like that. Like, what the things the Bucks are great at are this direct overlap with Denver's weaknesses, the way some teams have been in the past. And I really like this game, and Denver always seems to get up for this game. So part of me does, like, hey, man, that could be an MVP kind of statement too. Like, go in there, put your foot down, and blow them out of the water. So I see both sides of this one for sure.
We got two more, and then we'll take our final break here. What do we got here, Kel?
Josh Moore chiming in. I hate all the Bones trade talk. I'd rather lose Christian Brown than Bones, and I will die on this.
Whoa.
Look, man, this was cool, man. Like, honestly, this is the thing about being a fan. I think it's cool that everybody has their different players that they like more or less or this or that.
You just think it's cool. You're allowed to kill them on a hill.
So I don't think that's a bad place to have. And look, we don't usually do the trade thing all year. Some guys talk trades. If we put trade in a headline, it gets the most clicks.
Yeah.
Fans love to talk trades. We're 2 weeks away from the trade deadline. It's going to be a discussion now.
Sure.
I don't think the Nuggets are trading Jokic. I don't think they're trading Murray. I don't think they're trading KCP. Like, the list of players that Denver could even theoretically trade is very, very small. Bones is the best of them.
So you're going to hear it a lot.
So you're just going to end up hearing it. But it's not like, by any means, like, Denver stands pat. I'm going to love their chances.
Very excited to read this one out loud. Pull that one up. Chase Ortiz, Nuggets, half game behind the Celtics for best team in the NBA.
Oh, eyeballs.
Oh, Lord, we coming.
Be great to hear that.
How important is that to you, number one seed, overall?
The...
What's more, yeah, like
what is it? The name of that that's the
crazy. The Maurice Podolov.
The it's not the koozie.
No, it's the Maurice Podolov.
The Podolov,
man. Are we going?
Means everything.
Can you imagine if we hit the trifecta of the Maurice Podolov, the Jerry West, and
the Michael Jordan,
the Michael Jordan, all in one year?
That's why it would be cool, because if you look back at the story of this season, it would just be the Nuggets dominating the entire league.
Oh, I also want to say, as long as Boston is the top spot, I very much want this.
Oh, I know. And taking home the inaugural mopo?
Dude, what a treat.
What a treat.
All right, real question. Are we ever going to see or hear about the mopo? Like, when do you award it?
I don't know.
In the playoffs?
Bro, have you guys seen the trophies for every other trophy besides the Michael Jordan? It looks like an NBA player encased in a crystalline prison. Like
quarantined?
It's like they made a crystal net with a golden player stuck inside, like Han Solo.
Quarantined. Like Han Solo.
They're terrible.
What was he in? Was that crystal?
He was in the
graphite or?
Yeah, he was in.
What's it called in Star Wars that he's in? Unobtainium.
You did, Josh. We read yours.
I can't remember. I can't believe I can't remember. Anyway, right. But they are horrifically designed trophies.
Not my Star Wars best here. All right, let's take our final break here. Quick break, and then on the final side, we're going to go around the association.
I think we did read yours, Carbonite. Josh. I think you might have missed it.
Carbonite.
Guess who had that?
What'd you say?
Jordan.
I'm just talking to a super chatter who I think missed us reading their super chat.
Oh, yeah.
Pins and Aces is the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. We love our Pins and Aces gear. You're going to get compliments on it if you wear it both on and off the course. They are family owned.
Carbonite. Sorry, just
this segment brought to you by Carbonite.
Are family owned and based right here in Colorado. They've got polos, hats, golf bags. They've got the beer sleeve as well. Innovative product. Helps you keep 7 beers cold inside your golf bag for an entire round. Check it out, pinsandaces.com. Use the code DNVR, get 15% off your first order and get free shipping. That's pinsandaces.com. Use the code DNVR, get 15% off your first order, and get free shipping. Also, Athletic Greens is a product I use literally every day.
Did you use it today?
I did.
All right. Of course. Just checking, bro.
Do you think I lie on these reads?
Just read checking,
bro. It's 100%
fact. All right.
Athletic Greens, look, if you want better gut health, if you want more energy, if you want an optimized immune system, check out Athletic Greens. With one scoop of it, you absorb 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and
adaptogens.
It's lifestyle friendly. If you're on a diet, if you don't eat certain types of food, it's perfect for that. It works with any type of lifestyle and diet. Right now, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/nuggets, athleticgreens.com/nuggets, to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
And cheat the cold hand of death for one day more.
Let's go to Around the Association, presented by Brendan Vogt.
Let's go. Let's
do you guys want to start where I want to start? Let's start there. Our friends at the Miami Heat took on the Boston Celtics.
Sure.
And as we were just discussing, the best record in the NBA is up for grabs because the Celtics lost. Fellas, they put up 13 points in the fourth quarter.
I love that. We have,
I want to smoke. Yeah, I want to yell that we got 16.
What losers? What? I got 13?
We would have cleared them by a full 3.
And this is what
dude.
It looks like when your half-court offense is just hunting jumpers. You know what I mean?
You know what? We would have only had 14 if it weren't for Jokic.
That's what I'm saying. And to me, that's the difference. Did there Tatum play well? Yes. Am I going to skip past that? You're damn right. All right, what else do we got? Our friends at CHGO, vibe's still low. They lost to
Tatum
the Indiana.
Tatum was a -3. Get out of here.
He was a -3. Yeah, I stand happily corrected. That's a losing effort. Let's look. Yeah, CHGO, DeMar DeRozan played nearly 40 minutes and put up 33 points, and it was not enough as they fell to the Pacers on the road.
My favorite thing is when we talk about Jokic's stat line, and we're like, amazing, 25. Know, then another player will have a similar one, and I'm like, what?
We're like, what a bomb, dude.
Oh, it's shot selection.
Empty stats.
31, 14, and 7? Get out of here.
TJ McConnell with 20 and 10. That's a tough scene, CHGO. That's a tough scene.
That is a tough scene.
The Battle of Los Angeles.
Alvarado kill you.
The Battle of Los Angeles, also known as battling to make the playoffs.
Oh, the classic clash.
And listen, man, as much as I love to clown on this team when it comes to this matchup, the Clippers do have the mental edge. 77-54 at the half. Woo. Clippers whooping up on the Lakers.
That's how bad the Lakers were down last game, and then they won.
That's a good point, though.
Is Achimura on the team yet?
Did you just say that with a Spanish flair?
Wow. Yeah,
what? Wow, is he from Juarez?
Say that again.
When I said it, I knew I was going to get this backlash was going to happen.
No, he's not.
I surprised myself with that pronunciation. I think that was like a true to life Japanese pronunciation.
Oh, maybe.
I didn't feel good about it.
Eric, you forgot the golden rule of this show. Don't say anything out loud.
Shut the fuck up.
I regret to inform you. Vote taught me how to properly hate the Celtics. Oh, I love to see
it. This has been your biggest contribution to the show.
It's like you just want to make an impact on the kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're doing it, man.
I regret to inform you the Phoenix Suns are trending back in the right direction. They did play a very bad team tonight.
Yeah, they did.
But they got a very big win, 128-97.
They were up 36-15 at the end of the first quarter. That's a...
Let's not check the box score in that one. Bit of a surprising result. The New York Knickerbockers. They take out the Cleveland Cavaliers, 105-103.
Can I tell you something? Please, you guys want to know how down bad this is?
Yes.
The Cavs haven't been this healthy all year. They just got their full roster back, and they lost to the Knicks. Yeah, you know how that is? Like, you're like, oh, wait till Porter comes back.
Totally.
We've had that happen a million times. Yeah. We're like, I cannot wait till this season starts. We're going to go up and start.
Lowry marketing dunks on her. You're like, what the hell?
I will say they had three starters with 20-plus points, and then only two guys on the bench scored. So that's not going to do it. Cleveland, an interesting team. I like watching them, though. I think they're fun. I think they're good.
All right.
Good note.
All right, yeah. All right.
Chill out.
Oh, my bad, guys. Oh, yeah. Jesus. I'll stuff my opinions back in a sack. The Dallas Mavericks did not win.
Guys.
They fell 127-126 to the Washington Wizards. And that is a
You know who they're
one.
Missing? Never mind.
What?
Who are they missing?
Marui Hachimura. Son of a bitch.
Doncic 41-15. Kendrick what Nunn, a game. Game. What a game. Stat Hunter, though, came in a loss. And finally, no, that's it. We're all caught up. How about that?
What a treat. All right. There you
Quiet
go.
Quiet night
a treat.
Around the association.
It is a light one, but you know what, man? I'm telling you, Denver now 8 games up on the Pelicans. They have a chance to go 9 games up by the time they come back in. It really is a meaningful stat. Like, Denver... Especially when you see teams like Dallas continue to lose. You know, the Clippers are going to get a win, but they're in that bunch with everyone else. Denver is about to be 9 games up on everybody except for the Kings and the Grizzlies. Just in a great spot. You can hit that outro music, Kale. Did we get one more super chat that came in? But it's just somebody's name.
Super chat, dude.
Derek Johnson.
No,
those are my favorite super chats.
Me too.
Straight to Derek the point.
Yeah, that guy's name
get
is
in,
Derek
get out.
I'm telling you, I told you guys this years back, but I played against a guy in LA when I used to live in LA. I played basketball against a guy named Daryl Heath because I only know him because every time he shot the ball, he said Daryl Heath.
No, he didn't.
I swear to God. I don't
he
know
said
this
his
person.
First and last name.
I don't know this man, but I know him and I remember him. He'd be 20 like, years later because
Daryl
he would
Heath.
Say, yep, he'd go, Daryl Heath. When he would say Kobe, he would say his own name.
Allegedly at practice at Pitt, LeSean McCoy, the football player, used to say his full name every time he jukes someone.
LeSean McCoy.
LeSean McCoy.
That, I think that's great, man.
Derek, you should do that when you make shirts.
That's crazy.
D-Light?
Eric Guido.
Everybody, thanks for hanging out with us in the Winner's Lounge. The Nuggets squeak out a win. It wasn't the prettiest win, but it was a win nonetheless.
Dude, they don't all have to be pretty. In fact, the vast majority of them, as pointed out by our favorite super chat every time, 555, have been ugly. It doesn't matter, though. At the end, you just look at the number. The number is beautiful.
Well, we're going to have to sit on this one for about 20 hours because Nuggets are back tomorrow taking on the Milwaukee
Bucks.
Hit that like button on the way out.
Let's go.